ABC Radio Australia.
And as world leaders gather in New York, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has announced he will host Pacific leaders on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. It's part of the U.S. government's renewed push to improve ties with the Pacific. And it comes a week ahead of a historic meeting between Joe Biden and Pacific leaders in Washington, D.C. The White House's top Indo-Pacific advisor, Kurt Campbell, says his government will be pulling out all stops for the visit.
We've never had Pacific Island leaders to the White House. And so I'll just give you a sense. This is a two-day event. So it is not just one or two meetings. This is a very sustained effort that will involve almost all the key players in the U.S. government who have interests in the Indo-Pacific. We will have a session at the Chamber of Commerce that will be about addressing business engagement in the Pacific that is carefully designed, not just for willy-nilly, but specific industries that have interests in the Pacific, whether it's resources or tourism or eco-farming. So we're excited about that. We will be meeting at a variety of places around Washington, the headquarters of the Coast Guard that will be announcing new initiatives. There will be substantial events at the State Department. Secretary Kerry will host on climate. We'll engage senior officials from USAID, from the Pentagon, from the Department of Interior, Homeland Security. And then it will culminate in what we hope will be an intimate and wonderful, sustained dinner that the president will host, first of its kind, in the White House. And I think the goal here will not be just to listen, but also put on the table substantial resources and commitments, and not just in one or two areas, Evan, but in dozens of areas.
That was Kurt Campbell, the White House's Indo-Pacific coordinator, speaking there about the upcoming meeting between U.S. President Joe Biden and Pacific leaders.